After lunch, back in her hostel room, she found the one detail she needed. It was in updated crime reports and statistics. Speeder theft was up, and among the incidents reported since Luke Skywalker's arrival on Namcharios, there was only one vehicle that had been stolen and later found, in this case destroyed, without an arrest being associated with the case. An expensive Incom T-47 had been stolen from Hweg Shul. Interestingly, the theft had taken place a day before Snap Launce's shuttle, damaged but jury-rigged for ground travel, had been found outside Hweg Shul. The T-47 had been reported destroyed early this morning at the small community of Keslevane. There was also the report that someone at Keslevane had anonymously reported to the town headwoman that all speeders in the area were in danger of being stolen, with the result that she had ordered them all housed in a secure barn, watched by old-timers armed with blaster rifles. So far, none of the community's other speeders had gone missing. Those details tweaked Kandra's memory. She cross-checked crime report timestamps and found that at the exact moment Keslevane residents had been responding to the explosion of the T-47, one of those anomalous storms had been arising at various sites around Namcharios, Hweg Shul included. A couple of minutes' research into Luke Skywalker's career confirmed that he had extensive experience with the T-47s, especially during his service with the Rebel Alliance on Hoth. Other planetary statistics turned up no enlightening details. But Kandra, following the advice of one of her old holojournalism teachers, inverted a couple of graphs of planetary statistical data and found something interesting. She turned her datapad around so Bayerth could see its screen.
See it?
Bayerth scanned the graphs and offered an interested set of squeals.
That's the one. It's a graph of crime and unusual news reports per capita for all communities on Namcharios, sorted by community size. And the one you see, Crystal Valley, has the lowest incidence of reports per capita among all communities larger than 500 residents. But only as of the last couple of days. It looks like a news blackout.
Bayerth grunted and stood.
You do that. Make sure the fuel is topped off. I think we'll do Keslevane first, Crystal Valley later. I'll make sure we have all the heating packs and drock sprays we need.